Well, it is Doug Peterson Day. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. And Dougie P Day brought to us by Cozy Jewelers, presenting sponsor the entire day. Cozy Jewelers, color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Hey, look, I told you first segment what's on my heart thinking about Doug. Want to hear from you. Your tributes to him. If you think it's ridiculous, I mean, we'll take those calls. I hear Ritchie. I know it was crash and burn, but, man, I got a lot of love in my heart and a lot of appreciation. And it was the dream. I mean, there's no doubt it was the dream. By the way, big show, a lot of guests throughout the show. Dick Vermeil will join us at 11 o'clock to share his, you know, perspective on Doug as we honor Doug today. And we'll talk to Howard at 11:30. We'll talk to Ray Dittinger at 12:45. Still a possibility of mixing some other guests in as well. It's a big day here on WIP. Let's get to it. 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Kevin in South Jersey. Kevin, you're on Doug Peterson Day. What's going on, man?
Oh, man. What's up, guys? How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey, Kev.
Hey, John. Usually, you know, I agree with you, and I think you're going to get this a lot today, but I have to go over with Joe today. Unfortunately, I don't know where you're coming from, man. Today is the day you just have to let it go. You can't bring up the past with it. The past is past. You can't change it.
But this is about the past. This is about 2017.
No. Today is about Doug Peterson Day and what he's done for us. He's not with us anymore. The future's tomorrow. Right now is about Doug Peterson Day. And I think today you just need to kind of let it go, man. You just need to kind of embrace the past. You know, be thankful. We caught lightning
in
the bottle.
Am I supposed to let go of the past or embrace the past? I'm confused.
Yeah, you're kind of mixing messages here, Kat.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. But let go for the future, I guess.
I think what you're saying is put a blindfold on our thoughts on 2020 and just focus on 2017. That's your point, Kevin, right? That's your point?
But basically telling Richie is just today's not the day for it.
There you go.
Tomorrow. Yeah. You know, is a new day, and you can bust Doug whatever you want. You can rip the Eagles. You can rip Howie. Today is the day. We just need to look back and appreciate what Doug did for us. You know, and I don't.
So, Kevin, what did Doug do for you? Talk to me.
Oh, Doug, man, I watched that Super Bowl. I almost had to lose a job to get home to watch that Super Bowl. I watched it next to my wife with my unborn child. I watch it, you know, with family. It's undescribable, you know. And I don't know if Richie, you grew up in Pennsylvania, but I don't know if you really grasped what Philly, like the fandom that we have in Philly. I know you're a Philly fan, but I mean, we yearned for this forever. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the same age as you guys. I pretty much grew up, you know, with family ties with Joe and all that stuff. But what I'm saying is, you know,
yeah, it was the thing.
It
was the dream, Kevin. Kevin, I appreciate the call. It was the dream. I mean, it was the dream. And
what's he talking about? He grew up with family ties with Joe.
Well, I think he means like Joe, family aspect.
Is he related?
He means like family ties, the TV show.
Or is he talking about the show?
Yeah, just heard the TV show.
I thought I wondered that too. But I figured he meant like Joe. Yeah. It meant something for me
to
watch.
It could be that too.
Watch the game with my family. That's what I thought he meant. But that was like a triple entendre. I don't know which.
I know
which one that was. All right, let's go to let's talk to Bob in Springfield. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, John, you know, did you kick your dog on the way in or you know, something like that? Jesus Christ. You know, we're having an Appreciate Doug Day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm with Joe, and, hey, last year was a bad year. But you know what? He deserves another try. And you know what? And it's Wentz that got him out of here. So if Wentz is on this team next year, I hope the stadium's full. And when he throws that interception and they boo his butt off the field, then they'll realize he's a backstabbing, you know what. But, you know, that night, you know what I mean? It's like there's two things that really made me sad. But one was when Doug got fired because I thought it was wrong. And the other one was when Charlie Manuel, even though it was almost time for Charlie, but that picture on the front of the Daily News when he's walking out the hall, you know, I still have
with the Wawa bag. That was tough, man. That was tough.
But,
yeah.
You know,
still tough. I see that picture. It still wells me up a little bit.
It really was a tough picture. Tough.
It is. And you know what? But, you know, I can't put enough emphasis on what that meant for my family for all these years. what it meant. And I'll never forget it. It was the best night of my life. I even, the next day, I told my daughter, I said, yeah, I really thought, you know, the day I walked you up the aisle was the best day of my life. But now that's second because this was better.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
But, hey, Joe, John, I'm going to ask you a quick question.
Uh-huh.
I had my friends when I was younger, they moved to Mechanicsburg because their dad worked for the Defense Department.
Yeah.
And so I spent a lot of summers up there. I mean, did you go to the school on Schoolside Drive? Like, were you?
No, that's I went to Cumberland Valley. There's Mechanicsburg High School, and then there's Cumberland Valley High School. They're both public schools, but Mechanicsburg High School is more like downtown Mechanicsburg. We're more like, my high school was called like Cow Valley at one point because it was just farms.
Wow, how about that? Cow Valley?
Cumberland Valley, but the nickname for other people who hated Cumberland Valley was Cow Valley.
Seltzer, did we know this guy's from Cow Valley?
We did not. This is new information.
When we did archery in gym class, there were people who were trying to shoot cows because they were so close to where our school was.
Good God.
Yeah.
Can we call him Cow Valley Richie? I mean, he's only had, how many nicknames have you had on the show, John? I think it's two, right? It was Kid Vicious.
Yeah.
And darn, there was another one. I got to figure that out. I'll figure it out. I think I have it written down somewhere. So let's give him Cow Valley Richie as nickname number three. Let's talk to Joe in New Jersey on Doug Peterson Day. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy New Year. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, where Doug's concerned, I thank him first and foremost. And, you know, we all get up in the morning and we got to look in that mirror. And, you know, you start to wonder, you know, you're hearing so much nonsense. What's true? What isn't true? You know, did he finally look in the mirror and say, you know what, I've had enough of it and I'm cutting the puppet strings. And did he say his piece down in Florida? And Lori said, hey, okay, who knows? But the most important thing that I can say to Doug, besides thank you, for you being the orchestra leader on that field, and that's what he was, and whatever we got to see, we saw, good, bad, and ugly, but we'll always, always have the memories of that night.
Yep.
On a personal note, my father-in-law passed away at 2 o'clock that afternoon.
Oh, my God.
So for us, and he was a lifelong Philadelphia Phillies fan, grown up and raised in just outside of the city. So for us, for my family, it was we cried a lot of tears for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. But it was all good. But where Doug is concerned now, Doug, if you're listening, the most important thing that we don't get back in life is time. Take the time to be with your family, a sacrifice. I cannot imagine the hours that those professionals in all sports sacrifice.
Well, especially considering he was a player also, you know, and think about that. I mean, that's they make a lot of money when they play in their 20s and 30s. But, I mean, that's a difficult life on the family structure. You
absolutely.
Know, as John, as you would know, I mean, 6 months of the year, you're completely immersed.
Oh, and the coaches never leave.
The
players
now,
get to go home.
Right.
I hope he takes time away from the game and gives that time to his wife, his family, close friends, whatever else he may have going on in his life, and just evaluate it. The guy's young. He's going to get picked up by somebody else. He's going to make his connections out there. But I just felt bad as a guy thinking, you know, every morning I get up and I look in the mirror and I say, you know, you got to be honest with yourself. And if he was just happy with being a yes man, and I get it.
Yeah,
I think he got tired of it.
Yeah, he probably got tired of that, as a lot of people would. No, it's a great phone call, man.
I appreciate that,
guys.
Thank you. I appreciate that Doug finally put his foot down.
Yes.
And he showed the self-respect that I had been hoping for a long time, and he got fired for it.
I
truly believe that's what happened.
Yep.
And I appreciate that.
I'm with you.
That's a good way for him to part ways. I think he's better off, and I think so are we.
Well, the question is, will the Eagles learn a lesson from it?
Right.
Now, the answer might be an emphatic no, or it might be a yes, depending on who walks through the door.
It feels like the reports that we're getting are that it sounds like they already have. You know, that the guy that they're looking at bringing in is quite a departure from someone who's willing to be puppet.
Yeah, I find it implausible that Josh McDaniels would choose to be puppeted.
Yeah.
I think he's got too much juice in this industry, including the real possibility of taking over the New England Patriots, you know, call it in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, whenever that time comes. You got to imagine he's the front runner for that job when Belichick steps away. And I just find it hard to believe that he would take the Eagles job if he didn't have more power than Doug Peterson had, which I view as a good thing, frankly. I found the other nickname for John. You know, as you guys know, I chronicle this stuff through the years. So, yes, we had the nickname for John of Kid Vicious. James, you remember that one, of course. We today gave John the nickname of Cal Valley Richie. It's good stuff. And the other one, can either of you guys, hard to remember?
This Horns? Is it Horns?
Nope. This was about a year ago, 9 months ago. Slim Richie.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
That's Owen. Black Gritty came up with that one.
That is a good
one. Slim Richie. So.
And we can add Tickle Throat to your list.
Okay, I'll write it down. 215-592-9494. You know, Charlie Manuel was referenced earlier, and I think there is a – I do think there's a real lesson. No matter where you come down on the end on Doug regarding, you know, you thought it was a justified firing or not or whatever, but I do think there is one lesson for us as Philadelphia sports fans to take note of in relation to Doug and Charlie, which is don't totally damn a guy and don't totally judge a guy. And frankly, be very careful how you judge a guy when he walks in the door.
Yep.
Because the reality is, in my lifetime, and I'm 42 years old, and you know, I've seen, you know, all four teams going on now, you know, 37 or so years back when I was 5 and can remember it. There's no doubt in my mind that the two most criticized hirings in Philadelphia sports in my lifetime were Doug Peterson and Charlie Manuel.
Without question.
I mean, frankly, I can't even think of anyone even close. Like, there are guys you've never heard of. Like, I mean, I never heard of Terry Francona when
Andy,
the Phillies hired him.
When Andy got hired.
I had never heard of Andy.
Yep, no one had.
And there was a certain degree of criticism, but it wasn't I mean, with Charlie and with Doug, it was like, this is a joke.
Yep.
What are you talking about? What are you doing to us? And then, of course, there's the notable hires where you've heard of the guy like Chip Kelly, Larry Brown.
Joe Girardi,
guys that are famous beforehand. But there's no doubt Doug and Charlie were the two most criticized hirings the day, the week, the month they happened. And they are the only two in the last, you know, 40-something years to lead a Philadelphia sports team to a title. So there is a lesson there. I really believe that. By the way, Jack Keffer, who's the assistant program director of this radio station, put together a really neat montage. I want to play this here for you because – you know, Jack spent some time digging up some old Doug audio and just kind of chronicling the times. And this is really good stuff. Listen to this, and then we'll react together. Here is a tribute to Doug through the years. You know, I think the question is, am I going to cry today during the show? I mean, honestly, about a 65% chance here.
I'm surprised you haven't yet.
It's been beneath the surface.
When you were doing the family stuff, I thought it was close.
It was close.
Yeah.
It was close. It's what it is. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on all pro sports action at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question is, Doug Peterson your favorite coach in Philadelphia sports history? A, yes, B, no. Yeah, maybe not the best. Personally, I would put Andy Reid over him, honestly, even though Andy did not win a title here and Doug did. But I think for a lot of people, he's up there as far as favorite. And, you know, you think of Ramil, you think of Charlie, you know, you think of some of the greats we've had. I mean, Peter Laviolette was a big fan favorite. There have been others. Is he your favorite? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We also today have a $25 gift card to give away to Santucci's Original Square Pie Pizza with locations in Philadelphia and the Jersey Shore and open for takeout. You can place orders online for delivery or takeout at santuccispizza.com on a day-to-day that is the birthday of someone named Rain Wilson. Seltzer says there's a guy named Rain Wilson from The Office.
I'm the only one who knows him. It's just my thing.
You are?
No, I'm kidding. He's super famous. So you should know who he is.
And I was kidding also when I said you are.
I knew you were.
No, I know the guy's famous. I know it's from The Office, but I don't know much about him. If you said, I look, I don't know much about that show, but I've seen it enough to know it really does not appeal to me. But Seltzer says he's an oddball character in that show. And so in honor of that character and the Rainn Wilson guy, John and James and everyone at 215-592-9494, best answer for oddball characters, television and movies, oddball characters. Best answer wins the Santucci's original Square Pie Pizza gift card. Richie, oddball character, where are you going?
Yeah, started in a book that I think a lot of people read when they were little kids, and then we've seen it in movies a couple times. Willy Wonka. No one understood Willy Wonka.
That's a great answer.
It is an interesting answer. Like, what was up with that dude? What was the purpose? I guess the purpose was he wants to give away his factory. He wants to find a worthy person, but it's very weird. And he had been he'd been secluded. Like,
yes.
The world didn't know about him.
Yes.
You know, specifically.
A lot of mystery.
Yeah, good answer. Richie, Seltzer, an oddball character. Who do you got?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Mount Rushmore just because I wouldn't vote against it. I actually just rewatched the whole show with my wife, and I can't believe you gave up on it. It is the best show. Kramer is the number one oddball screwball character of all time. And on rewatch, you realize just how amazing Kramer is. Like, he is so funny.
Kramer's a great answer. I don't know that he would be the winning answer here because there are 5 or 10, I think, really notable oddball characters. I won't go Mount Rushmore, but I will go a little beneath the surface to a double dip from a show that has already been referenced today. Because the great show Family Ties has not one but two oddball characters. And they are who?
Well, Skip, is that his name?
Skippy?
Yeah.
The next door neighbor is a absolute
total,
oddball character.
Total oddball.
And who's the other oddball? Family Ties. He would walk in, he would see the Keatons, he'd say,
"Hey."
Oh, yeah. What was that guy's name?
Hey.
I haven't watched it in too long.
Hey.
I remember who you're talking. I can't remember the name.
Nick. Mallory's Nick was an hey. Remember that guy, John?
Hey.
No, I don't. Not at all.
It's about all he would say sometimes. Hey. All right, hit us up. Oddball characters, best answer wins the gift card. 215-592-9494. We'll talk to Dick Vermeil at 11 o'clock, who, of course, has a relationship with Doug and his perspective on Doug Peterson Day here on WIP. Your phone calls all show as well. His legacy, his impact on Philadelphia sports, it has certainly been great. Your calls all show on 94 WIP.
The Parks Casino Sportsbook app has you covered for pro football, playoffs, college hoops, pro basketball, pro hockey, and more. Get in on all the action right now. Bet online with the name you trust. My Casino and Sportsbook, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. The only sportsbook based right here where we live in the Delaware Valley, so it gives you that home field advantage. You've got so many different ways to bet. Bet on more than just teams and scores. You can bet on player performances, halftime scores. Bet on who scores first, league MVPs, division champs. Bet props, parlays, teasers, and more. And, of course, easy deposits, great odds, and outstanding customer service. New customers only. Sign up now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Download the app right now or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use the promo code JRWIP. Why not take a look at pro basketball tonight in South Philly? Boston comes to town. After lots of time off, we're 5-point favorites, and the over-under is 220 points. In college hoops, you got a full slate of games starting at 1 p.m. today and into tonight. That's parkscasino.com/PA. The promo code is JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. See the website for terms and conditions. Bet with a home team. Pennsylvania's home team sports betting app, Parks Casino Sportsbook.